life in the Spirit, experiencing the fullness of Christ. Translated into Burmese from English. Session 6 to 7. The Leading of the Spirit by Paul Bucknell, produced by Biblical Foundations for Freedom. www.foundationsforfreedom.net, releasing God's truth to a new generation.
We'll plan to have two sessions. We were just talking about salvation, of course, and the Spirit's special work in during salvation. But that's just the beginning. Now, a lot of people are focused on experiences of the Holy Spirit. And we read about some in the scriptures themselves. But those are unique. But we're going to look more broadly at what God's doing in all the believers. Now, it's very important that we are working along with the Spirit of God. Most people are thinking about what's my program, but we want to think about the Spirit's program. Because if an evangelist is depending on the Spirit's spiritual work, the pastors, the teachers are also dependent on the Spirit of God's leading, teaching work. So let's continue on in prayer. Oh Lord, we pray indeed, lead us in this session of learning about your great work. You don't just save us, Lord, to be part of your kingdom, but as vital members and participants of your work. Teach us, work in us, we pray. In Christ we ask. Amen. Okay, so I want to move from life, the new life, to strength and dedication. And though we started talking about those who are born of God are led by the Spirit, we want to go on a little bit beyond that and start talking about Galatians 5:18. He says, but if you're led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. We know that unbelievers have a problem with the law, thinking that if they perform, then maybe they go to heaven. But the Spirit convicts them and shows them, no, that's not the way. But one of the problems with Christians is that often they go back under the law, thinking of that. And what we want to begin to explore is, what does it mean to be led by the Spirit?
You know,
sometimes we say, okay, if I read the Bible every day, I'm spiritual.
ကျွန်တော်တို့တခါအာကျန်းစာဖတ်တယ်နော်တန်ရှင်းသောဝိညာဉ်တော်ကကျွန်တော်တို့ကိုဘယ်လိုဥဆောင်လဲ
If I don't steal something I'm a good Christian
အာကျွန်တော်တို့တခါလေးစဉ်းစားနေတော့ငါဟာခရိယန်ကောင်းတယောက်ပဲလို့
But you can see that that Christian has a wrong perspective
ဆိုတော့ဒါပေမဲ့အဲ့လိုထင်နေရင်းနဲ့နော်ကျွန်တော်တို့ခရိယန်ဖြစ်နေရတာကတချို့ကမှားရွံ့တယ
် He's living under laws rules
ဘာဖြစ်လို့ဆိုရင်အဲ့ဒီမှားနေတာကဒီပညတ်တရားရဲ့အောက်မှာသွားနေလို့ဖြစ်တယ
် I'm not referring to spiritual disciplines those are good
ဆိုတော့အဲ့ဒီတန်ရှင်းသောဝိညာဉ်တော်ရဲ့အောက်ဆုံးမှုအောက်မှာကောင်းတဲ့အရာကိုကျွန်တော်ဖော်ပြလိုပါတယ်
But it, spiritual disciplines are to help us to follow the Spirit, to be led by the Spirit. It's not like some religious person, oh, I prayed three times a day, so I'm holy. No, no, no.
We want to
instead say, be sensitive to the Spirit, and have him lead us into prayer.
So that သူတောင်းခြင်းအပြင်တန်ရှင်သူဝိညာဉ်တော်ကိုဖိတ်ခေါ်ပြီးတော့သူ့ရဲ့ဥဆောင်မှုအောက်မှာကျွန်တော်တို့လိုက်သွားဖို့လိုတယ
်. Now a lot of people are looking for God's will, right?
So that များသောအပြင်ကကျွန်တော်တို့ဘုရားသခင်လမ်းကြောင်းတစ်ခုကျွန်တော်တည်မှန်ဖို့လိုတယ
်. But we need to remember that probably like 98% of God's will is already clear through the scriptures. This is 98%, a large percentage. We already know what God wants. That specific, you know, will of God, do I go to that town or that town, is more specific.
So, na dinia, dunia, so bura, biora, lebeda, toro lebo, atesai, jani, le.
But the Spirit does faithfully lead us.
So the attention of the union of our children will go.
Now remember, the Spirit of God always will work consistently with God's Word.
So the attention of the union of our children will go. Now remember, the Spirit of God always will work consistently with God's Word. And
this is the actual phrase it used. So we are led by the Spirit.
And it means that
God helps us, motivates us to be able to live out what God wants.
Then ရှင်သာဝိညာဉ်တော်ရဲ့ဥဆောင်ချက်ကိုခံယူရတယ်ဆိုတော့ကဘုရားသခင်ဘေးဟာလှုပ်သိခြင်းနဲ့ဘေးဟာဥဆောင်လှုပ်သိခြင်းနဲ့ဘေးနေရာမှာဥဆောင်သိခြင်းနဲ့ဆိုတော့ကိုအဲ့ဒီ direction အောက်ကိုကျွန်တော်သွားနေတာဖြစ်ပါတယ
်. I suppose if we are facing a situation and we're discouraged.
ကျွန်တော်စိတ်ပျက်ခြင်းနဲ့ယဉ်ဆိုင်ရတဲ့အခါမှာအဲ့ဒီအခြေအနေမျိုးတွေမှာ
The Spirit wants to lead us. But our worries are making us focus on something
else.
Maybe we don't have enough money for
tomorrow. So we're
so worried we can't focus on what the Spirit has for us. Now the Spirit's larger work of leading, I think it can be summarized by the English word of sanctification.
So that, I think that we need to learn a lot about English word of sanctification.
Yeah.
Justification is the name of God.
Yeah. Not justification, but sanctification, yeah. Being made holy, the process of being holy.
That is sanctification. The prayer of the King is pure and pure. That is the attention, the choosing, the so that.
So a lot of us don't know the difference. What's it mean to live under the law, and what does it mean to be led by the Spirit?
So the pinyat ya aw ma ni da ga belo tan shin do winyan do ye au saung jin go khan yu da ga belo so da go.
When we're led by the Spirit of God is actually revealing what he wants of our life, and we follow him.
ဆိုတော့အဲ့ဒီလိုလို့တော့ကျွန်တော်တို့တန်ရှင်းတဲ့ဝိညာဉ်တော်ကျွန်တော်တို့အဲ့လိုဥဆောင်ခြင်းဥဆောင်မှုကျွန်တော်တို့အခွင့်ပေးတဲ့ခါမှာအဲ့ဒီနောက်ကိုကျွန်တော်တို့ကိုယ်တိုင်ကလိုက်ရှောက်ဖို့လိုတယ
် Well remember in the Exodus when they left Egypt going to the promised land
ချက်မြောက်ကျမ်းထဲမှာဣသရေလလူမျိုးတွေကိုနော်အဲ့ဒီဣဂျစ်ကနေပြီးတော့
Chapter 13 verse 21 The Lord was going before them in a pillar of cloud to lead them day by day
အဲ့ဒီကနေခေါ်ထုတ်တဲ့အခါမှာနော် တယ်။တမန်ကျမ်းအခန်းကြီး7အငယ်21မှာဒီ morning တိမ်တိုင်းအပြင်ဥဆောင်တာကိုတွေ့ရတယ
်။ A lot of us would like to wake up and see the cloud and we just go that way or we go that way.
အဲ့ဒီ morning တိုင်းဥဆောင်တာကိုပဲဒီနေရာသွားမယ်ဒီကောက်သွားမယ်ဒီလိုသွားမယ်ဆိုတာကို
But he doesn't do that, does he, nowadays?
ဆိုတော့ဒီနေ့ဒီချိန်မှာအဲ့ဒါမလုပ်ပါဘူးမရှိပါဘူ
း Instead he uses the invisible spirit to lead us.
ဒါမဲ့ဘုရားသခင်ကသူ့ရဲ့တန်ရှင်သောဝိညာဉ်တော်ကမမြင်ရတဲ့တန်ရှင်သောဝိညာဉ်တော်အပြင်ကျွန်တော်အထင်မှနေပြီးတော့ဥဆောင်ခြင်း
And he does it by prompting thoughts in our mind.
ကျွန်တော်တို့အတွေ့အခေါ်ထဲမှာဝင်ပြီးတော့ဥဆောင်တယ
် We he does it by having us hear what a need is from maybe that brother or sister.
တစုံတယောက်ရဲ့လိုအန်တွေကိုအသိပေးခြင်းအပြင်ကျွန်တော်ဥဆောင်တယ်
But when we need to be specifically led, the Spirit will also do that.
So in
Matthew 4:1, it says this, Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted. It doesn't tell us how. Did he tell Jesus, go that way? Did he pull his ear? Probably not, right? But somehow the Spirit of God revealed what he wanted and Jesus was aware of that. And so we find ourselves also struggling at times. What is God wanting? How does he lead me? Sometimes he proves us. The offering plate comes by. You don't have much money, you're concerned. So, are you being led by the Spirit or led by what people see?
And
this is where we need to live by the Spirit of God, not the Spirit of the fear of man.
အဲ့ဒီမှာကျွန်တော်တို့ကဘုရားသခင်ဥဆောင်ခြင်းကိုခံယူမှလားဆိုတာအဲ့ဒီမှာကိုကဆုံးဖြတ်ဖို့ကိုယ့်ကိုယ်လေးသိဖို့လိုတယ်
။ So we pay attention to God's word. We read God's word.
ဘုရားသခင်နောက်ကဘတ်ကိုကျွန်တော်ဖတ်မယ်။ဖတ်တဲ့ချိန်မှာ
Yeah. And we just wait on him at times if there's a decision to make.
ကျွန်တော်ဆုံးဖြတ်ချက်ချဖို့ရန်အတွက်ကျွန်တော်ဆောင်းဆိုင်ရတဲ့ခြင်းရှိပါတယ
်။ Sometimes we want something but we have to wait. Further
general chechen phit chechen alien so lo phit chin bime ta kha ta yan ma jano a chin saung saung ya da chi ba le
and I find that the spirit of god is willing to teach us if we wait
so lo ai lo saung khan da khan ma jano ro ko tan shin da wunyan lo ga ba twan tan chin le so lo ko jano saung saing si chin phit ba le
but if he doesn't answer you right away it's okay but don't be frustrated
da bime ai lo saung saing khan da a chin ma le pe jano sait pyet pho ma lu ba bu
but be faithful Be faithful. So again, the Spirit uses different words from the Scriptures to guide us, warn us, encourage us. But He promises us to give us strength dependent on how hard that work is.
အဲ့ဒီလိုလုပ်တဲ့အခါမှာဘလောက်ဒီအလုပ်ကဒီအမှုကဘလောက်ခက်တယ်ဆိုတာကိုလည်းပဲကျွန်တော်တို့
And generally we don't need extra insight we just need to be faithful close to God abide in Christ
ဒါမဲ့ကျွန်တော်တို့ကဖခင်သခင်ခရစ်တော်၌မှီပြီးတော့မှီတွေ့ပြီးတော့ကျွန်တော်တို့ကကိုးစားဖို့လိုတယ
် So how close is the spirit of God to you how do you pay attention to what he wants each day
ဘုရားသခင်ကကျွန်တော်တို့ကိုသူနဲ့ဘလောက်နှိမ့်ကပ်စေခြင်းလဲနေ့တိုင်းနေ့စဉ်နေ့တိုင်းဘလောက်ဘယ်လိုနှိမ့်ကပ်စေခြင်းလဲဆိုတာကိုကျွန်တော်တို့သင်ယူဖို့လိုပါတယ
်။ So when even when I'm teaching
ကျွန်တော်သင်ပေးတဲ့အခါမှာ
he will bring maybe a thought an illustration to my mind
ဒီဥနောက်ထဲမှာတစုံတစ်ခုရောက်လာနိုင်ပါတယ်
။ So I'm being led by the spirit
But
if you have the gift of mercy,
and you're
often thinking of the different needs around you,
this is a
gift from the Spirit. He's leading you generally that you do a lot of mercy work. You see, so he's involved in us by the very makeup or the spiritual gifts he gives us. I want to turn back to Isaiah 11, verses
2-3.
Because when we find Jesus was filled with the Spirit, right?
And
it says that the spirit of wisdom and understanding was on him. The spirit of counsel and strength.
The
spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord.
And
notice at the end. Verse 3, he says, he will not judge by what his eyes see. Nor make a decision by what he hears.
He's
saying that there's something greater here.
Now,
we talked about that word faith before. I think it has to do everything with our Christian lives, from the beginning to the end, till we see him.
And
what he's saying is, Jesus knew what to say to his enemies often, because the Spirit would teach him.
Now,
I don't know when he stayed up all night or he was thinking about God's word, the Spirit prompted him and gave him that thought. I don't know that when the Spirit would teach him. And I don't know how aware you are of the Spirit and what He wants for your life. But instead of just setting rules, oh, I'll read the Bible every day, that's good, that's good. Can I encourage you to say, Lord, give me the words and faith I need to live out your will for today? Is there anything special you want me to do today?
And
pause,
wait. See
if he brings anything to your mind. We need to build up our spiritual sense of being aware of how the Spirit of God speaks to us. Because Jesus lived by the Spirit.
He
even knew to go be up to that mount to be tempted by the Satan.
And we are the
same as Jesus. I don't mean we're the Savior or Lord. I don't mean that.
Sorry.
We're not the Savior or Lord. What I mean is this, that when Jesus came down, like in Philippians 2, he put aside his God
powers.
He lived as a man among us. He lived with the Spirit of God living in us.
You
know, often we look at, oh, Jesus is so holy, we're so unholy. That's true.
The King Yukredo, Tanshin, Genorado, Matanshin Bulo, Genoro, Kanza, Gong Kanzabam, Dalevin, Manabari.
But it's not the full picture.
Namida, peacefully, Manayado Mobile.
The Spirit of God is alive in us.
Piazaki, Winyan, also, you know, a Tema, a Tessin,
just like he was in Jesus.
The King Yukredo, Tema, Lebe, Edilo, Piazaki.
And so we need to look for Him to teach us, Him to guide us, Him to encourage us. So let's look at it from a different angle. It says, do not quench the Spirit in 1 Thessalonians 5:19. So quench, we maybe have a candle and we put the glass over it and extinguish it.
So
But by quenching the Spirit, it's talking about the Spirit is trying to prod us, stir us up to do something. But the quenching means that we resist it. And this leads us to the spiritual discipline of listening to the Lord. So Jesus was so aware of the Spirit of work, He didn't judge by what He saw or heard. The Spirit of God was revealing to Him. I should say that he is involved in our ministries. He's involved in our marriages. He's involved in our personal lives. Even our struggles. You step back and say, Lord, accomplish your greater purpose in me. I think if the Christian is just trying to have a comfortable life, they're missing it.
Secure.
You see, God has a greater purpose for each one of us. If we're looking for comfort, we're not listening to the Spirit. If we're trying to satisfy our own immediate desires, we're kind of shutting down ourselves from the greater purpose that God wants to do in us. Like Ephesians 2, verse 10, he says he already prepared all the works He has for each of us before the creation of the world. So he takes you, brother, over here. And he opens up this big door. And inside that cupboard, you find a list of all the good works He wants you to do. And He's given you all that you need to accomplish everything. Your physical body, your salvation, the Spirit of God working in you, spiritual giftedness, material needs. You see, He already prepared before creation. It's all cared for. I'm almost 62. I said, whoa, do I have 5, 10 active years? I don't know. But I'm thinking, well, how many good works do I have left?
So, you know, since that, a good day, you know,
My goal is higher than just what I feel is good. That's why I come to Asia with a cane. There's a greater work. I need to trust him. Now, thank the Lord, it's not raining up so much. But you see, what is the good works he has for you? There's a mission. It's not only big things like church planting. It's sharing the gospel. It's listening to someone that's hurting. And so we're to be like our Lord and trust him. Now the Spirit of God works in many ways. And sometimes it doesn't say how he's working, but he does reveal his will. So Paul was on a missionary journey. He's obeying God's general will. But in Acts 16:6, he said he was forbidden by the Holy Spirit to speak the word in Asia. In other words, he was up on the east coast of nowadays Turkey, west coast of Turkey. The Asia there is talking about the other part of Turkey, all the way going to the east. Not nowadays Asia, that's different. But he said, forbidden by the Holy Spirit. So he wanted to speak the word, but no, the Holy Spirit said. Was it because he didn't get a visa? Was it because there was a soldier there that said no? We don't know. Was it a dream? And it doesn't really matter because the Spirit will speak to you in such a way that you know. And so instead of focusing on what we need, we should ask the Spirit to guide us, empower us, envision us. You know, at this time, so instead of going east into Asia, Paul went across the waters into the area with Philippi, Thessalonians. And God gave him a dream. Remember? Come over and help us! So we say, when God closes a door, he'll open another. So that was a vision that God gave Paul. And as Paul says in Acts 16:10, he concluded that God called us to preach the gospel to those people across the waters. Now, God can be fully trusted. And God is with his people to accomplish his greater purposes.
ဘုရားသခင်ဟာသူ့ရဲ့ရည်ရွယ်ချက်ကိုပြည့်မြောက်အောင်လုပ်ဖို့ရန်အတွက်သူ့ရဲ့လူတွေကိုအသုံးပြု
And it's not just so pastors and evangelists and teachers are equipped. No, there's more.
အဲ့ဒါဟာဒီသူ့ရဲ့အမှုတော်ကိုပြည့်စုံအောင်လုပ်ဖို့ဆိုတာသင်ဥဆရာဒါမကဘူးဆရာတွေဒါမကဘူးဧဝံဂေလိဆရာနေတာမကဘူးဒီထက်မကတခြားရှိသေးပါဘူ
း In Ephesians 4 he says he gave pastors, teachers, evangelists, apostles to equip others, all the people of God.
ဆိုတော့အေဖိအခန်းကြီး4အငယ်ဆက်တဲ့စနေတဲ့မှာပြောတာကနော်အာဧဝံဂေလိဆရာသင်ဥဆရာနောက်သာသနာပြုဆရာပြောထားတယ်အဲ့ဒါအားလုံးကသူရဲ့အမှုတော်ကိုပြီးစင်အောင်လုပ်ဖို့ရန်အတွက်တက်ဆင်လာတဲ့လူတွေဖြစ်တယ်
။ So say you're a pastor.
ဆိုတော့ကိုယ်ရဲ့သင်ဥဆရာကိုပြောပါ
။ What do you know about your congregation and the Spirit's leading?
ဘုရားသခင်တန်ရှင်သောဝိညာဉ်တော်ကဒီခမရရဲ့ပရိသတ်တွေကိုခမရရဲ့ယုံကြည်သူအသင်းသားတွေကိုဘယ်လိုဥဆောင်လဲဆိုတာပြောပြပါလို့
So he doesn't want to focus on our needs. He doesn't want us to focus on our meeting our own needs.
Ah, so that you ga ada ko tai pi lo no honor.
Like I need
gong belo pyo ma le ada ko.
Like we need 10 more members so that we can get a little more income our family. Okay, not like that.
Speak slowly.
I'll try to speak slower for Timothy here.
This is my first time.
You're doing good job. So, we're not as pastors, we're not trying just to meet our own needs, our own income.
That ကျွန်တော်ရဲ့ဝင်ငွေအပေါ်မှာကျွန်တော်ရဲ့ low end ပေါ်မှာမူမတည်ပါဘူးเนาะ
So our prayer is we want 10 more members.
ကျွန်တော်တို့နောက်ထပ်လူ10ယောက်လူတွေ
But why do you ask for 10 more members?
So now that လူ10ယောက်ကိုဘာဘလို့လောက်ရမလဲ
So you get more money for yourself.
ဆိုတော့အဲ့ဒီလူ10ယောက်ယောက်လာပြီးနောက်ထပ်ပူလာတယ်ဆိုရင်အဲ့ဒီထက်ကနေပြီးတော့အလူငွေထပ်လိုချင်လို့ဖြစ်တယ
် No, no, don't do it that way.
အဲ့ဒါမဟုတ်ပါဘူး။အဲ့လိုလုပ်ရင်မှားတယ
် You say God, what is your vision for this village, this neighborhood?
အဲ့ဒီခင်ဗျားလုပ်နေတဲ့သာသနာအပေါ်မှာခင်ဗျားရည်ထားတဲ့အတိုင်းခင်ဗျားထားတဲ့ယူပါကြောင့်အတိုင်းလှုပ်ဆောင်ဖို့အရေးကြီးတယ
် You go beyond your own needs to what the spirit wants the vision
ဘုရားသခင်ရဲ့နော်အမှုတော်ကိုပြည့်စုံဖို့ရန်အတွက်အဲ့ဒီယူပါကြောင့်ကိုအထမြောက်ဖို့ရန်ဒါကျွန်တော်တို့က target ထားရမှာဖြစ်တယ
် For example he's charged you as a pastor to equip the people of God to be full of Christ
ဆိုတော့ခရစ်တော်ရဲ့စိတ်တော်နဲ့ညီအောင်သူတို့ကိုကျွန်တော်ကတစားဆင်ပေးဖို့
So you take that vision from God and say Spirit Lord teach me how to do that day by day.
ဆိုတော့ဘုရားသခင်ကိုဆုတောင်းရမှာနော်နေ့စဉ်နဲ့အမြတ်ကျွန်တော်ကိုတွင်တဲ့လို့မှာဘုရားဆိုပြီးတော့ဆုတောင်းရမယ
် So we're working along with the Spirit of God to accomplish his purposes.
ဆိုတော့ဘုရားသခင်ရဲ့သူ့ရဲ့ရည်ရွယ်ချက်ကိုထမြောက်ဖို့ပြီးမြောက်ဖို့ရန်အတွက်ကျွန်တော်တို့ကြိုးစားရမယ်ဆက်ကပ်ရမယ
် Now he gives us everything we need to accomplish the good works he's given us to do.
ဆိုတော့ဘုရားသခင်ရဲ့အမှုတော်ကိုပြည့်စုံအောင်လုပ်ဖို့ရန်အတွက်သူပေးတဲ့အယူပိုင်ကိုလည်းကျွန်တော်တို့ပြီးအောင်လုပ်ဖို့လိုတယ်
။ So we've been talking about the leading of the spirit. I want to talk about the sanctification of the spirit.
ဆိုတော့အဲ့ဒီသင်ခြင်းတော်ဝိညာဉ်တော်ရဲ့ညံ့ညက်ခြင်းအကြောင်းကိုကျွန်တော်တို့
Okay, so at 1 Peter 1 verses 1 to 2.
တပည့်ခံကြီးတအငယ်တမှ2အထိ
It says we are chosen according to the foreknowledge of God by the Father. He knew us ahead of time.
ကျွန်တော်တို့ဟာရှေ့မဆွားကလေးကနေကျွန်တော်တို့ကိုခွင့်ခန့်မှတ်သားရွေးချယ်တဲ့လူတွေဖြစ်တယ်
။ Notice by the sanctifying work of the Spirit.
တန်ရှင်းတဲ့ဝိညာဉ်တော်အပြင်တန့်စင်ခံရတဲ့လူတွေဖြစ်ပါတယ
် That you may obey Jesus.
ဒါဟာခရစ်တော်ကိုနာခံခြင်းအပြင်ရလာတဲ့အကျိုးကျေးဇူးဖြစ်ပါတယ
် So what does it mean by sanctifying Spirit?
ဆိုတော့တန်ရှင်းတဲ့ဝိညာဉ်တော်ကိုညက်ညက်စေခြင်းဆိုတာက
It means all of us are at one point in our Christian life. And he's taken us to a holier spot. More like Christ. So that's why we say Holy Spirit, he makes us holy.
ဆိုတော့တန်ရှင်းသောဝိညာဉ်တော်ကပို့ပြီးတော့ကျွန်တော်တို့ကိုသူနဲ့သူအောင်ပို့ပြီးတော့တန်ရှင်းစင်ကြတဲ့အသက်တာပြည့်စုံတယ်။
It's a process.
အဲ့ဒါဟာဖြစ်စဉ်ဖြစ်တယ်
။ One of the books that I'll give you today has a chart in the back that tells you how you grow at each stage of your Christian life. And so you can understand how God's growing you. How you can overcome temptation by the Spirit of God who works in you. So the Spirit of God is working in us. And He has a goal that we be like Christ. You know, sometimes we look at people or we're counseling them and they discourage us. We don't know what to say. I remember one couple in my church. They were having big problems. And one of the agents from the county came by who was in charge of their case. Sat across the desk from me. She said, I think this couple just should get a divorce so they don't have this conflict. I knew in my spirit that wasn't right. God made them one. And so I challenged her. No, God has called this couple to be one. Well, we had some difficult months ahead with this couple. Very difficult times. We took our two children in our home for a while. Finally, she was taken to the hospital because she was so depressed. I didn't know what to say. I mean, I tried, right? Of course. But for a while, she was just curled up like this in the house, not listening. And finally, her health went bad. Then she went to the psychiatric unit at the hospital. And then they tried to give her different medicines. I still didn't know what to say. But I pray. And then finally, the hospital said, we can't take care of you. You're too much. We're just going to send you away to be like a vegetable somewhere. Just commit to long-term confinement.
Yeah.
Very desperate. I still didn't know what to say. But one afternoon, I was reading my Bible. Or praying, I can't remember. And the Spirit of God prompted my mind. He brought two passages to my mind. And I know He wanted me to go tell her. But these are not passages you would use for people in the hospital. One of them was like the big statue of Babylon, you know, and God was going to take it down. Well, I went to the hospital. I was trying to be obedient. And I went up to her. I went to the hospital and saw her. She wasn't speaking. I just told her, God sent me here to read these passages to you. As I began to read those passages, you could just see her face begin to melt almost. She was so hardened. Now she's melting. It's getting
soft.
Tears began to leak out of her eyes. And just within a couple hours, she was changed. And then she went back to be with her husband and her family. The next day, she is going to be shipped off long term. But instead, okay, you're normal, go home. I would never have chose those passages. They were too hard. But you see, the Spirit of God is not only teaching us how to minister, He's sanctifying all His people. So in Philippians 1:6, I quoted this already. I'm confident, Paul says, of this thing. He who began the good work in you will perfect or complete it until Christ returns. You see, God is purpose to complete your work.
It's
different for each of us. Maybe I worry a lot. He wants to get rid of that worry and give me trust. When I was worried before, I would say, oh, poor me, poor me. I can't do anything about it. But now, with the Spirit of God, He tells you to rejoice in the Lord. In everything, give thanks. So, when your money is low, instead of giving up, you thank the Lord for what you have. You see, this is being led by the Spirit. And you watch how He'll provide for you. So some verses that talk about sanctification is Acts 26:18. 1 Corinthians 6:11. And Hebrews 10:10. And each of them are talking about God's sanctifying process in our lives, making us holy like Christ. The scriptures often use images to help us. And I want to talk about the description of the temple of the Holy Spirit.
1 Corinthians 3:16. He says, do you not know that you are a temple of God and the Spirit of God dwells in you? This is huge. I mean, next door to your church, you might have a huge temple, right? They're so big, it's golden. Ephesians, they had one of the seven wonders of the world was a huge Diana temple.
But
Paul is making a contrast. You're the temple of God.
And
the Spirit of God lives in you. No idols. Every person is a place of worship. You know, in the Old Testament, there was the Holy of Holies. This is the word temple that's used here, the Holy of Holies. We can come in God's presence. But you know, to get into God's presence, you need to be dressed holy, talk holy. In Jesus' time, there was a high priest that would go in once a year into the Holy of Holies. They would tie a rope to his foot when he went in. Because if he did something wrong, he would die. And they don't want to go in there. They will pull him out. But you see, because of Jesus, because of his forgiveness, we have access to God in his holy presence. 1 Peter 2:5 says that all believers is his holy priesthood. So many of those good works that God has assigned for you, are going to be largely done by prayer on the behalf of others, Christian and non-Christian. You say, God, I want this to happen. God, I'm asking you, please do this. This person is so worried. That person is grieving so much. Bring comfort. Protect your people. Encourage your people. So we pray for our family. We pray for our spouses. And so all the good works, you see, partly done through our intercession, our prayer. But we need to go into God's presence. That's why it says, if you bring sin into God's presence, he's not going to hear you. So again, if the Spirit of God lives in you, what does it really mean practically? Nothing in the world will hold you back from accomplishing his purposes. He will equip you, strengthen you, help you, give you wisdom. Just like Jesus. So Jesus had to focus and do what he want Father in heaven wanted him to do.
သခင်ယေရှုခရစ်တော်ဟာဘုရားသခင်ကမေတော်အလိုတော်ကိုပြည့်စုံအောင်လုပ်ဖို့တဲ့သူအဲ့ဒီ focus အတိုင်းတွားနေတာဖြစ်တယ
် That's why it calls us disciples of Jesus, you know.
ဒါကြောင့်မလို့ကျွန်တော်တို့ကိုသခင်ယေရှုခရစ်တော်ရဲ့တပည့်တော်တွေလို့ဆိုတာဖြစ်တယ
် We can be like Jesus.
ကျွန်တော်တို့လည်းပဲခရစ်တော်ကဲသို့တူဖို့လိုတယ်
I'm not really saying we're going to be perfect like him. No, not really.
ကျွန်တော်တို့ခရစ်တော်နဲ့နော်ပြောတဲ့အတိုင်းဆိုတော့ပြောတာလွေတာလွေတာဒါပေမဲ့တကယ်လုပ်ဖို့ကမလွယ်ဘူ
း And more so we can and be taught by the spirit led by the spirit
တန်ရှင်တဲ့ဝိညာဉ်ရဲ့အုပ်ဆိုးခြင်းဥဆောင်ခြင်းကိုကျွန်တော်ခံယူဖို့လိုတယ
် And first in John 1:12 I think 13 it says that John 1:12-13
John Johann 1:13
It says that when we receive him Christ into our life
Christ ကိုအသက်တာထဲမှာလက်ခံလိုက်တဲ့အခါမှာ
That word is to be a host to invite someone into your home
ကျွန်တော်တို့သူ့ကိုမိသားစုကိုယ့်ရဲ့မိသားစုတွေကိုခေါ်ဖိတ်ပြီးတော့ကျွန်တော်ပွေဖက်လိုက်တာဖြစ်တယ
် If you invite someone to your home you treat them well
ကျွန်တော်တို့တစုံတယောက်ကိုကိုမိသားစုတွေမှာဖိတ်ခေါ်လိုက်တဲ့အခါမှာသူ့ကိုကျွန်တော်တို့ညင်ညင်သာသာရေရင်ကြီးကြီးနဲ့သူ့ကိုကောင်းကောင်းမဆက်ဆံ
When you become a Christian you invite Jesus into your home your heart
ကျွန်တော်တို့ခရစ်တော်ကိုလက်ခံတဲ့အချိန်မှာခရစ်တော်ကိုကိုယ့်ရဲ့အင်ထဲကိုဖိတ်ခေါ်ပြီးတော့သူ့ကိုပွေဖက်နေတာဖြစ်ပါတယ်
And maybe he's in your home and he's looking over there
တကယ်ခရစ်တော်ကျွန်တော်တို့ခရစ်ယာန်ဖြစ်လာတဲ့အခါမှာခရစ်တော်ဟာကျွန်တော်တို့
But you have a curtain across that spot.
So I didn't have to know that light send me
that. That's a private spot. Yeah.
private spot. Lo at the area ma, hello. A tong cha.
That's the guests don't usually go there.
So ada go pong man a pyin no ada lo bu ma hpa.
But each day he's there and he looks at it.
So the concrete ha a ni area ma shin le shi me.
You know what he wants.
ဒါမှသူဘာလို့နေဆိုတော့ကျွန်တော်တို့သိတယ
် He wants you to pull the curtain back.
ခရစ်တော်လိုနေတာကနော်အသက်တာ
that
စမှန်တော့အသက်တာတတ်တာကိုလိုတယ
် influence that part of your heart.
အဲ့ဒီခရစ်တော်နဲ့ပတ်သက်တဲ့တန်ရှင်းတဲ့ဝိညာဉ်တော်နဲ့ဆိုင်တဲ့အရာကိုကျွန်တော်အသက်တာထဲမှာပါဝင်လာဖို့လို
Do you have part of your life that you are holding back from Christ filling you?
ခရစ်တော်အပြင်ကျွန်တော်တို့ကိုတွန်းလွန်လိုက်တဲ့တန်ရှင်းသောဝိညာဉ်တော်အပြင်ကျွန်တော်ပြည့်စုံသောအသက်တာကိုချီတက်ဖို့လိုတယ
် Are you unwilling to follow him where he leads?
သူလို့သူဥဆောင်တဲ့နေရာကိုကျွန်တော်လိုက်လျှောက်ဖို့ရန်အတွက်လိုလိုလားလားရှိဖို့လိုတယ
် We want the spirit of God to work in us.
ဆိုကျွန်တော်တို့ခရစ်တော်ရဲ့တန်ရှင်းသောဝိညာဉ်တော်အပြင်ကျွန်တော်တို့ကိုအလုပ်လုပ်ဖို့ရန်အတွက်ကျွန်တော်တို့လက်ခံတဲ့လူတွေဖြစ်ဖို့လိုတယ်
Okay, so another verse, 2 Thessalonians 2:13. He says, God chosen you from the beginning for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit.
Okay,
so he chooses us. He convicts us. He brings us to faith.
သူဟာကျွန်တော်တို့ကိုရွေးချယ်တဲ့ဘုရားသခင်ကကျွန်တော်တို့နဲ့ပတ်ဝန်းပတ်သက်မှုရှိတယ်ကျွန်တော်တို့ကိုကယ်တင်ခဲ့တယ
် Notice it's through the sanctification of the spirit that it happens
ဝိညာဉ်တော်ရဲ့ဖြောက်မတ်စေခြင်းအပြင်ကျွန်တော်တို့ရဲ့အသက်တာကိုဖြောက်မတ်စေတယ
် But it's also through faith in the truth
တမန်တော်ရဲ့ကိုကျွန်တော်တို့ကိုသိဆောင်တယ
် And so God uses that sanctifying process by the spirit but also faith to be able to accomplish his purposes
မြင့်မြတ်တဲ့အသက်တာတွေကိုဥဆောင်ဖို့ရတဲ့ဖြစ်စဉ်အတိုင်းကျွန်တော်တို့ကိုဥဆောင်သွားတယ
်။ That's God's work in our life.
ဒါဟာကျွန်တော်တို့ရဲ့အသက်တာမှာဘုရားသခင်ပြုနေတဲ့အမှုဖြစ်ပါတယ်
။ We need the truth of God.
ဆိုတော့ဘုရားသခင်ရဲ့တမန်တော်ကျွန်တော်တို့တကယ်လိုအပ်ပါတယ
်။ It's just like when we were unbeliever, we had the gospel truth someone telling us and the spirit of God bringing conviction.
ဆိုတော့နော်ဘုရားသခင်ရဲ့တန်ရှင်သောဝိညာဉ်တော်ແນ່ເຈົ້າເຮົາກໍສັດສັດໄປບໍ່ຢ່າງດ້ວຍເນາະສັດສັນຈင်းພະຍາທະຄິນແນ່ສັດສັນຈင်းສຸເລອະຈ້ອງຢ່າງເລລູອັດ
And so now we have the spirit of God and truth working together
ພະຍາທະຄິນຕັ້ງຊິນດໍວິນຍານດໍຍແຕມາດຍານະຕຸຍແຕຸນະອະດູອະດູດູວ່າປູປອງເລົ່າສອງບໍ່ລູອັດແດ
And that's why every day I read God's word. Like why you read God's word.
La jom lo sia a nei ne nei dai nok ba do chan sa ko phat ni ya la phit de. Tin lo le bi phat ma be.
How did Jesus know how to quote those verses from the Old Testament to fight Satan at temptation?
So da tamong chan sa ma so lo shin na Satan ko tai kai bu yan twae belo pyo da le.
Do you think he pulled out of his robe one of these long scrolls?
Tu ye awasari ko no a che ji wa pi lo tu pong san ta myo lou
da long scroll where you open up for the scripture
a lo lou pi lo no tu chan sa ko phat da shi de
let me find a verse for you hang on wait
khanya de no chan che de ko di ma myo khana sao
battles don't work that way you have to have your knife up or your sword up already
khanya a la ko tai ka bo ye la khanya da bi bi su bi sao bi bi to ko ko le ne ko do kai tha ya me
right Yeah, you got to be ready to fight right away.
I decided to take up with Lenet to put on the ground.
So even though you know God's word from the past, eagerly be learning God's word every day. And what I find is that as we read and we confirm our desires to obey him,
ဘုရားသခင်ရဲ့အလိုလိုကိုဝန်ခံဖို့ဆိုတာကျွန်တော်တို့တစ်ခါတည်းမှာယုံကြည်ရတယ်။အဲဒီခါတည်းမှာကျွန်တော်တို့အခက်ခဲနဲ့ယဉ်ဆိုင်ရတာဖြစ်တယ်
။ That it strengthens our relationship with God.
အဲဒီဟာကိုကျွန်တော်တို့အဲလက်ခံလိုက်ပြီးဆိုရင်ဘုရားသခင်ရဲ့နဲ့ဆက်ဆံတဲ့အမှုရလည်းပဲကျွန်တော်တို့အစဉ်ကြောသွားမှာဖြစ်တယ်
။ So the Holy Spirit sanctifies us by living in us.
ဒါရှင်သောဝိညာဉ်တော်ရဲ့မုံမြတ်ခြင်းကကျွန်တော်တို့အထင်မှရှိနေတယ်ဆိုရင်
He influences our thoughts and therefore our decisions.
တချင်တဲ့ဦးညင်တို့ကျွန်တော်တို့ကိုလွှမ်းမိုးပြီးတော့ကျွန်တော်ကျွန်တော်ရဲ့ဆုံးဖြတ်ချက်လည်းမှန်လာမှာဖြစ်တယ
်. The more we know God's word, the easier for the spirit of God to speak clearly.
ဆိုတော့တချင်တဲ့ဦးညင်တို့ကျွန်တော်တို့ကိုလွှမ်းခြုံထားပြီးဆိုရင်ကျွန်တော်တို့ပြောတဲ့စကားအလုံးလည်းပဲတန်တန်ရှင်းရှင်းနဲ့ clearly ရှင်းရှင်းလင်းလင်းကျွန်တော်ပြောလို့ရတယ
်. We are the temple and he wants to influence us to get done the works that he appointed us.
ဒီသခင်ရဲ့အမှုတော်ကိုပြည့်ပြည့်စုံအောင်လုပ်ဖို့ရန်အတွက်တို့ကတန်ရှင်းသောပြိမှန်တော်ဖြစ်တယ်လျောက်ပြိမှန်တော်ထဲမှာကျင့်ဝတ်ပြီးတော့သူအလုပ်လုပ်သွားတာဖြစ်တယ
် So God's designed us to win.
အောင်မြင်ဖို့အတွက်သူကျွန်တော်တို့ကိုပုံပေါ်ထားတာ
He's given us the spirit to do his work.
သူရဲ့အမှုတော်ကိုလုပ်ဖို့ရန်အတွက်ဝိညာဉ်တော်ကိုကျွန်တော်ပေးတယ်
So Jesus went to heaven as our head of the body. Now through us and the spirit of God and the word of God he carries out the rest of God's work
ကျန်ရှိတဲ့ဘုရားသခင်ရဲ့အမှုတော်မြေကြီးပေါ်မှာကျန်ခဲ့တဲ့အမှုတော်အားလုံးကိုလှုပ်ဆောင်ပို့ရန်တဲ့ဝိညာဉ်တော်ကကျွန်တော်တို့ကို
Jesus did his part we do our part
ဆိုတော့အဲ့ဒီအပိုင်းကျန်တဲ့အပိုင်းတွေကိုကျွန်တော်တို့ဆက်ပြီးတော့ဝိညာဉ်တော်အားဖြင့်ကျွန်တော်လှုပ်ဆောင်နေတ
ယ် And all of God's work is done
So the Father's King အမှုတော်အလုံးဟာဒီလိုနဲ့ပဲပြီးသွားမှာပဲ
I'll encourage you to be more like Christ
ကျွန်တော်တို့ဆရာအနေနဲ့အပိချနာကကျွန်တော်တို့အလုံးခရစ်တော်နဲ့တူအောင
် May Christ rise within us
ကျွန်တော်တို့ခရစ်တော်နဲ့တူသောအသက်တာပူပြီးတော့တိုးပွားဖို့လို
Through the Spirit of God
တန်ရှင်သောဝိညာဉ်တော်အပြင
် making us willing to do his word
ဘုရားသခင်အမှုတော်ကိုလှုပ်ဆောင်ဖို့ရန်အတွက်စိတ်ဆန္ဒလှုပ်လို့လှလာရှိဖို့လို
Guiding us along the way
ကျွန်တော်တို့ရဲ့ဘဝတက်တာတခြားလုံးမှာ
stopping us at certain points
မကောင်းတဲ့အရာတွေကိုကျွန်တော်တို့ဖြတ်တောက်ရမယ
် and encouraging us so that we can follow him
ကျွန်တော်တို့သူ့ကိုသူ့နောက်ကိုလုံလုံလိုက်ကိုရန်အတွက်ကျွန်တော်တို့ဆုံးဖြတ်ချက်လုံလုံချရမယ
် Are there any questions?
မေးခွန်းရှိလား
간식당운이라고가려진다근데이메가네가이메가네가다들지치피좀삐라이메가네소라고가려진다지금같은상당히내가이유고지지출루고사다토레스이메가네요기다너엄마너폴리스페리고피코레스라고피코를쏘는게되다너간식당운이라고가려진다ဒီကြည့်ပြီးမှရှိနေတဲ့အကြော
င်းအဲဆရာတခုတခုစီပြောပထမမြေခွန်ပြောပါပထမမြေခွန်ပြောပါဦ
းအင်းမြေကနေရူပန်အ
ဲ Does the Holy Spirit speak to us in dreams?
Yes, okay. Does God use dreams to speak to us? through the Spirit. Yes. Good question.
Amen.
If we look at Spirit, the Holy Spirit, But there's also false spirits, right? False spirits with dreams that are not good. Yeah.
Second question. Do we need to invite the Holy Spirit?
Do we need to invite the Spirit of God? And I would say, no, we don't, because He's already in us.
As
time goes on tomorrow, we'll talk more about these special experiences, okay? But let me say a little bit more. You see, it's not so much inviting the Spirit, but each day saying, Spirit, what do you want me to do? Okay? What do you want me to do? I'm ready. That's what we need to say each day. Or, God, I'm not good hearing. Please teach me. I want to hear from you. Yeah, that's
okay.
But in both those cases, you're assuming the Spirit's God speaking and working in your life. One more question before break?
Question.
Oh, he has lots of questions.
After we accepted Jesus Christ, when we pray, do we need to say the Holy Spirit come with us, be with us? Mm-hmm. Do we need to say this?
Yes. So after we're saved, do we need to repeat after me? Because not everybody heard his question. Do you need to ask God to fill me or work in me? I think in our next message, we're going to talk about filling of the Spirit, walking in the Spirit. So I think we'll look at some specific direction on how we need to respond to the Spirit. But generally, it's always a sense of welcoming Him, noticing His presence, going along with Him is very good. Because the problem we have is that we harden ourselves, we're not listening to Him. That's our problems. So let's close in a word of prayer. Lord, we thank you so much for the presence of the Spirit of God among us. This is a living temple, a holy temple. And you are continually, Lord, getting rid of our sins, our doubts, our unbelief. Lord, all the more, do that in our lives. That more and more we would have the likeness of Christ. His mercy, His love, His joy. And that we would follow through with the works that you have appointed us. Bless and help us, Lord, we pray. In Christ we ask. Amen. Amen.
This concludes this message on life in the spirit.
ဝိညာဉ်တော်၌ရှိတဲ့အသက်ဆိုတဲ့အကြောင်းအရာဟာခရစ်တော်၏ဇေဝပြည့်စုံခြင်းကိုကြည့်တွေ့ခြင်းဖြင့်အဆုံးသတ်ပါသည်.
Experiencing the fullness of Christ.
ခရစ်တော်၏ဇေဝပြည့်စုံခြင်းကိုကြည့်တွေ့ခံစားခြင်းဖြစ်ပါသည်.
Translated into Burmese from English.
အင်္ဂလိပ်ကနေမြန်မာလိုဘာသာပြန်ခြင်းဖြစ်ပါတယ
်. By Paul Bucknell, produced by Biblical Foundations for Freedom. www.foundationsforfreedom.net. Releasing God's truth to a new generation.
လို့ဖော်ပြတဲ့လိမ့်စာအဖြစ်နောက်မျိုးစစ်တွေတွေဘုရားသခင်တမန်တော်ကိုထွန်းထွန်းချင်းဖြစ်ပါတယ်. ဒီမာလုံးနဲ့အကပ